In the mountains of Junin, Peru, is a small farm. This farm has been owned and worked by the Tor family for over 10 years. And what are they farming? Incredible coffee. And for the first time, it's coming directly to the U.S. thanks to our friends at Nonfiction Coffee. Nonfiction Coffee believes how your coffee is made really matters. And thanks to this partnership, the Tor family is making double what they would make through other outlets. This not only helps them increase their production, but also increase the quality of their crop. Find out more and get 10% off your orders by visiting nonfiction.coffee/goodgrit. That's nonfiction.coffee/goodgrit. Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
The Muscle in Music, Single Lock Records. Words by Caroline Neighbors Rosen. Read by Nancy Peterson. Ben Tanner knew little about the musical history of his hometown of Florence, Alabama, until he went to college. Florence, along with Sheffield, Tuscumbia, and Muscle Shoals, make up the Quad Cities, or the Shoals, a music hotbed since Percy Sledge was discovered in the 60s, singing at a hospital in Sheffield where he worked as an orderly. I got really into 60s and 70s soul and R&B while I was at college in Memphis. It was through that I realized how much music had happened back home in the Shoals, said Tanner, co-founder and producer at Single Lock Records and keyboardist for numerous bands, including the Alabama Shakes. While you'd think someone as musically inclined as Tanner would have known more about the musical history of his home earlier, the same was true of John Paul White. A multiple Grammy Award winner and Single Lock co-founder, White recently released his first solo album with Single Lock called Beulah. Before he was a critically acclaimed musician, he was a kid growing up in a sheltered community of German Catholics in a town just across the Alabama-Tennessee border. My parents were classic country people. They liked crooners. I didn't know much more than top 40 radio when I was growing up, White said. When he turned 16 and could play in the bars along the Tennessee-Alabama line, North Alabama was still dry at the time, he started to learn more about the Shoals himself. I was cutting my teeth up and down the state line, and I'd run into legends, the guys who played on so-and-so's record back in the 70s. After a while, I became immersed in the culture. It wasn't until the later 2000s that Florence's homegrown musical culture started to seep out beyond the region. Will Trapp, the third founder of Single Lock, whose background is in finance, credits much of Florence's recent creative entrepreneurship with the arrival of fashion designers Billy Reed and Natalie Channon. Billy and Natalie gave a lot of creative entrepreneurs some wind in their sails, giving them the confidence to go for it, explained Trapp. Florence is a small town, so when internationally known fashion designers chose to call Florence, Alabama home, that makes an impact. A town that had been stuck in neutral started moving forward, fast. Florence's music scene was making noise internationally as well. The Alabama Shakes, the Drive-By Truckers, and Jason Isbell all have Florence connections, and local bands like the Pollies, Belle Adare, and the Bear were establishing themselves with tours around the South. In addition, the documentary Muscle Shoals was introducing millions to the music recorded at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, by legends like Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, and the Rolling Stones. For Tanner, the time was right to start a label. I was already making records with the local bands and doing it on shoestring budgets, sometimes in studios, other times at people's houses or basements. But Tanner wasn't satisfied. If we had more of a budget, I knew we could do more. Trapp and Tanner had known each other growing up, and Trapp had told Tanner on multiple occasions that if he ever needed to raise money to build a studio or create a record label, to let him know. When St. Paul and the Broken Bones approached Tanner about creating their record, Tanner immediately called Trapp. I'd known Rowan Lawler, guitarist for St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and he came to me and said, "We're ready to do a full-length album, and we want to do it with you from the ground up." St. Paul and the Broken Bones had toured for 8 or 9 months before recording their album, and vocalist Paul Janeway was quickly becoming a soulful, gesticulating sensation. Trapp had seen them live and recognized the opportunity, so he and Tanner went to see White about joining up to form the label. John Paul was renovating his house at the time, and his chimney collapsed, Tanner said. There was ash everywhere, and he had to move out. They met White in the lobby of the Florence Residence Inn, and after listening to the album for about 30 seconds, White said, "I'm in." According to White, he knew when he heard St. Paul and the Broken Bones they were special. The moment you hear Paul's voice, you get turned on. It's an immediate reaction. I remember going to South by Southwest and standing behind the stage to watch the people when St. Paul and the Broken Bones were playing. The look on everyone's faces was incredible, White added. I did not know it would sell records. I'm typically surprised by what people connect to and what they don't. The best music we ever make is when we do things to please ourselves and hope that others will like it. White, Trapp, and Tanner formed Single Lock Records, and their third release was St. Paul and the Broken Bones' record. We handled the cost of production. These guys had day jobs. With Single Lock footing the bill, they could do the recording properly, in a nice studio, on tape, explained Tanner. These costs aren't huge, but when you look at recording versus your utility bill, you can't necessarily do everything you want to do. We made it possible for them to make the record they wanted to make. Single Lock Records released Half the City in February 2014. It has since sold over 120,000 copies. There was a lot of luck involved, said White. It's like lots of dreams. You don't fully think it will happen because you're immersed in your world at the moment, but this all hit at the perfect time, said Tanner. St. Paul and the Broken Bones breakout hit made a major splash in Florence. People could see that record and know they did not have to go to Memphis or Nashville to make music and be successful. I always saw Single Lock as a way to keep local bands in Florence. Now you can reach a certain level of success in the Shoals without having to leave for larger markets, said Trapp. Since the release of Half the City, Single Lock has produced records for a diverse catalog of bands with strong ties to the Shoals, from legendary musicians like Donnie Fritz to up-and-coming artists like Dylan LeBlanc. The label only asks itself a few questions before signing an artist. Do I love this music? Do I like these people? Do I want to help with their art, their craft, their future? We're pretty much figuring this out as we go, said Trapp. Single Lock has 2 full-time employees in our studio, and we've put out 17 releases since we started up in 2014, Trapp continued. We're doing less and looking for it to be more. 1 release every couple 3 months, 3 or 4 records a year is doable for us. Without the musical culture in Florence, Single Lock would not have been possible. When we started doing the Single Lock thing, it filled a hole. It centralized a lot. Shoals musicians are very collaborative. Everyone plays on everyone's stuff, Tanner explained. With Single Lock, we put a name on it and tightened the circle just a bit. By adding a bit of formality to the Shoals music scene, Single Lock has again made it possible to have music made in the Shoals be heard around the world.
Today's story was read by Nancy Peterson with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories on your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and even get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.